And we're going to talk tourism. We have Lisa Burke with Visit Nord Platte in studio with us. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm great. It's awesome. Love to see rain.
When we post your picture here later today, they'll see the beautiful fuchsia outfit that you're wearing there.
Yeah, love it. You can see me coming a mile away today.
Yeah, you know, just like a fuchsia highlighter. But love having you. And this week's special because it really gets a spotlight on tourism and gets us primed for what's to come. I think everybody perks up in May and starts to realize, hey, summer is rapidly approaching. And with that, we always proclaim this week Tourism Week.
Yep. This week is National Travel and Tourism Week. Every year we celebrate national travel. We celebrate tourism and promote what tourism does for communities the first week in May. Annual tradition and gosh, we've been celebrating it as long as I've been here. This week we kicked off Monday with a proclamation from Mayor Kelleher dedicating the importance of tourism in Lincoln County and how much money that it does bring in. And you know, every year it brings $121 million in spending. That's what tourists spend in our communities every year. There's about $1 million in state and local taxes that's collected every year.
It's about $10 million a month if you break that down monthly.
Yeah, yes. And
that's pretty incredible. And then you can further divide that into, you know, if you divided that by 30, that's... what is that? That's a lot of money per day.
Yeah,
basically.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, with all that money that comes in, of course, there's jobs that are created because of tourism. And there's, in Lincoln County, there's about 1,500 jobs with a payroll of $35 million. So touches quite a few people in our community. And, you know, about every dollar that is spent, about one-tenth of that is put back into our coffers here locally in North Platte when we collect sales tax. You know, one in every $10 comes from a tourist. We have that new tax to help us pay for the rec center and the Cody Pool improvements and the skate park. And so visitors are contributing very highly to that fund to help us build and improve our communities.
So. How do you measure, like, it's obvious with lodging, you just assume they're from out of town staying here. But with restaurants and the other attractions going on, how do you know whether they're locals compared to somebody visiting from out
Corey,
of town?
Corey, we pay big bucks some advisors that do this study for us every year. So they have fixed
ways.
Percentages. Yes, they do.
They have cameras on the parking lot looking at license plate
no.
and say, do we know you're Lincoln County or out of Lincoln County?
Yeah. Well, you know, they look first and foremost at the hotel nights and then they factor that in. And also, you know, day travelers because there's... you know, a lot of people that pass through Lincoln County and North Platte
they
on their way to
the
somewhere
night,
else.
But they're taking advantage of some of our fine attractions, including restaurants.
They're stopping, getting gas and grabbing some food. These numbers, though, do not incorporate the truck stops out there because that's not a true traveler, you know,
they're
commerce.
They're just that's their job.
Yeah, So they do not factor the two truck stops in, which is these are pure tourism dollars. So that's, you know, really important to our economy. So this week we started with a proclamation. We also started with an attraction tour. We have a local organization called TAC. It's the Lincoln County Tourism Advisory Committee, and it is made up of tourism professionals, people who work in hotels and restaurants and attractions, and they meet monthly to talk about the events that are coming up, or a lot of they do a lot of work at Christmas at the Cody's as well, okay. or special events that, you know, that need help, that when we're bringing a lot of people in, we look at them. But they put on an attraction tour every year to give that frontline staff firsthand view of all of our attractions and things that we have to do. So they did that yesterday. And then tomorrow is our tourism luncheon, where we are recognizing those Excellence in Service Awards. And that'll be a fun day. We're bringing in the new Nebraska Tourism Director, Jen Jurdy. She's going to speak to us a little bit. And then we'll give out all those awards. It's a great, important time, I think, for our community, because these nominations come from the community. They, the people that work with them or customers that have experienced good service from an individual are the ones who nominate. And then our board takes all those nominations and then they make the decision on who wins. But in my eyes, if you've been nominated for these awards, you're doing an awesome job, because it takes a lot for, to get that nomination
from
the public.
So who votes on that? Is it everybody, all your employees in Visit North Platte? Or who? Is it you let people vote on that?
No. The people, local people, get to nominate people for the categories.
They nominate for the categories.
Right.
Okay.
And then our Visit North Platte Board of Directors takes all those nominations for each category and makes the decision who the winner, who the winners are. Our Board of Directors makes that decision. So the true
people whittle it down. You get the final say. That's got to be tough. I mean,
it is.
I'm sure there's some deliberating going on when you have all these deserving people.
Most definitely. There's always it's an interesting board meeting.
Something which I liked last year was my first exposure to the luncheon was that you gave props to volunteers. And you awarded
one of them
a volunteer.
You
picked one of them, and I'm sure anyone, all of them that were nominated were deserving. But I like that because it's a recognition that without volunteers, we're not able to, you can't do these big events. You got to have volunteers.
You know? If we didn't have volunteers, Nebraska Land Days would not happen at all, because it is,
I mean, you don't have,
there's a board of 12.
You don't have money to pay these large group of people to make these events go off without a hitch. I mean, you got to have some volunteers.
And you have to have volunteers who believe in the event and enjoy the event to give those visitors a great experience, because they
not
want
just
to
be
interact
there,
with the
but
locals.
Be involved, interact, and present. I mean, they realize they're the face of the area, basically, and you want to present that in such a way that they're the people are eager to come back.
So just this past weekend, there was a youth baseball tournament that brought in 55 baseball teams, youth, and that takes a mountain of volunteers to make that work. Jason Bryant is the coordinator of that event, and they use every baseball and softball field, including Legion, for this tournament. So the adult softball field. So think about the mountain.
The youth
and
take over.
the bunch of volunteers that it takes for that to happen, because the only people who are paid are the refs.
So we're talking about hundreds?
At least 100.
All right. You want to highlight your recent handing out of your grant awards, which you do each quarter?
Every quarter, yes, we do. Promotional Fund Grant Awards. This April is always a big month, because it is looking at grant asks for July, August, September, those areas. So that's prime time for events to be happening. So the first grant that we gave out was to the City of North Platte for an infield conditioning machine. They gave them the Visit North Platte Board of Directors granted $20,000 for this machine, which it helps make the fields so they are high in the middle and they taper off
so
the water drains
the water after storms. Yep,
and it pulls, and after wind, we have wind here too that affects all that. You know, it'll pull that dirt back up to the middle where it needs to be. Keep our fields in great condition, because this past weekend with that baseball tournament, and there's another one this coming weekend that has 65 teams in it. For those events to go off, you know, smoothly, we have to have great, you know, the fields have to be in pristine condition.
Right.
And this time of year, we always experience rain, and they have to be able to absorb that water and drain it off quickly so they can get back and start playing. So,
well, they'll get a lot of use out of that.
Yes,
sure.
It's an important thing to make events and sporting events happen within North Platte. So the next one was the Lincoln County Historical Museum. It was just a general marketing grant for all the marketing that Jim at the museum plans to do to market the museum for this next year. And that was $5,309.
Okay.
And then the Sutherland Rodeo, a marketing grant for them to help promote the rodeo was $500. Canteen Cruise Fest. This event has been going on for about 7 years now, but it changed its name last year. Car show, music, lots of food, and lots of activities going on downtown. That's July 10th and 12th. They received a grant of $4,850. The North Platte Powwow. This is, gosh, I'm thinking it's the ninth year that we've been doing. Shar's been working on the powwow. Nope, maybe it's 6 years. I see in my notes. Sorry. It is, they received a grant for $8,000, and those dollars are used for prize money because a powwow is a competition, and they dance for money.
Okay.
The Lincoln County Ag Society puts on a great concert every July during the fair. This year it's
Scotty McCreary got the headline.
Scotty McCreary.
Yep.
So we give them $5,000 to market outside of Lincoln County to bring people in to go to that concert, hopefully stay in North Platte and spend some dollars.
That's going to draw a fair amount of people from
out
of the county.
I would hope so, yes. And then we've got a back-to-school softball tournament. This tournament is July 24th and 26th. We give them $3,250 to help them pay for their umpires for that tournament. Pals is doing a boots and beef and beer music festival. They're combining the beer festival and their music festival that they've done for several years, and doing it all July 31st and August 1st. We give them a $5,000 grant to help promote that event. North Platte Rail Days received $15,000 to promote and market Rail Days, which is August 6th and 9th. And then Colonel Cody's Cruise Show and Shine. There's car show is September 11th and 12th, and they received $1,840 to promote that event. And the last one is Viva North Platte. This Hispanic cultural festival is in September. It's actually the 12th of September. We give them $5,445 to help bring in entertainment for that event. And that's, you know, that's a growing event too, and really encourage people to get out and go to that one, because it's full of food and dancing and fun,
sure,
and
there's
car shows and vendors and all of that. So our next round of grants are due July 1st. They'll be presented at the Board of Directors July meeting at the end of July. So we look forward to all those grants. People who are putting on events or organizations that like the Lincoln County Museum that are doing things to promote their their facility. They can apply for these grants. If you're putting on a sporting event that brings in people from out of town, these are events grants that you can apply for. If you have any questions, give me a call at Visit North Platte. The grants are online on our website at Visit North Platte under the industry tab.
VisitNorthPlatte.com, and you have a section there they can apply, and these are for events October, November, and December. And why not? I mean, they want to give you money.
Well, that's what our...
You got to apply, though.
Right. You do have to apply.
They're not just going to hand it out, you know. You got to apply.
We use the lodging tax that's collected here in Lincoln County to, you know, fund these grants. And so it's important that we promote and get people to our community so we can restock those tax coffers.
Absolutely.
So, the last and final thing is the Nebraska Passport kicked off May 1st. Yep. And our two passport stops is the Coffee Bin here in North Platte and Crystal Cave and Falls. They have passports. We have passports at our office at Visit North Platte on Halligan Drive. So, it's a great opportunity to see mom and pop locally owned organizations and tourist attractions across the state of Nebraska.
Sounds great. Lisa Burke with Visit North Platte, our guest on the second half of Mugs on this rainy Tuesday. Appreciate you stopping by, and have a great week. Great month.
Too. Before you know
it, it'll be June. We'll be talking Nebraska Land Days.
Yes, for sure.